All right, you can see on the board, the Lord has spoken certain things as I sit here and pray with you. He started doing that. I'm going to read them down to you, and then you can get them off the board and pray about them over your personal life. Number one, we see, we hear, we understand, we activate all by faith. That's very important. And keep a pad with you when you're praying. He always will talk to you. Number two, remember there are things you're not going to understand in the flesh. It only manifests by faith. Okay? So some things your senses are going to get your problem with. Number three, don't be deceived by the leaf. The tree is still alive. All right? Yeah. Yeah, the tree's still alive. Number four, you must correspond with truth that the Holy Spirit revealed to you so he can make it good. You correspond. It's up to him to make it good. Number five, possible. Instill in your heart, instill in your mind, be filled by my spirit. Because there are some revelation going to come out in this ministry, you're not going to be able to keep up with it in your head. So these things, you pray over these things. What is on number six? What am I on, number six? Nobody know? Number six, I read that already. Levels, limits are being removed from your life now. No, I didn't read that one. Levels, limits, plural, are being removed from your life now. Let me read that again.
Come on.
Levels, limits, plural, are being removed from your life now. You say, my life.
Yes.
And two more. Quit trying to break through. You're already through.
Oh, glory.
And then number eight, listen to the Holy Ghost. He about to reinforce many things in your life. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Ooh. He's about to reinforce many things in your life. Y'all go ahead on and pray. Make a note now. Don't take that lightly. All those things are prophetic.
Yes, sir.
They are prophetical. So when you talk about prophetic, it's rearranging the future in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all God, all right?
Yep.
But I want you to understand that it's not just sentences that being said. I wouldn't even put them up there. But they come as I was praying. And the last two or three times we've been here, he had me do that. So I want you to have it, all right?
Yes, sir.
But remember that it's just not sentences, that they are prophetic, meaning they are already fulfilled. All you got
to
do is yield.
Ooh, glory to God.
All right?
Amen.
And I don't care what it is you're going through. I don't care what it look like. You put one of these sentences on it, and it's going to handle it. Now, this is a hard one. Because we've been deceived so long about our lifespan. And I'm going to make a statement to you. And I run up on two men. They handled it right. How many of y'all were here Wednesday night? And you who didn't raise your hand while you wasn't here. Because I'm about to ask a question. That is not normal. We're going to pray about it the last few minutes. How many years you still have to live? You shouldn't be shocked. You're not 120 yet, are you? So subtract. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Subtract. Mm-hmm. Where you are now from 120.
Come on. Yes, sir. Come on. Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, it's going to change your mindset. It's going to take the world off your back and let the Holy Ghost be on your back. So here's the question. And here's what we're going to pray about. How many years you still have to live? You decide that.
Come on.
Stop letting the world decide it. Stop letting Satan decide. Stop letting your body decide. You decide.
Come on. I decide. Glory to God.
That had been the problem. You let your body decide. It's self and the system which is run by Satan. And the last three words is, stop murdering yourself.
Come on.
Stop killing yourself. Now, apostolic and prophetically, you're in a position. Now, you're in a position to understand the 120 and the long satisfied life. So your expectation should not be deterioration. Yet you're going to have some things come. But if your mindset is right, if your spirit is right, and if your anointing is right, and if your teaching is right, you're going to be all right.
Amen.
I don't know about you. I got a whole lot more hope.
Hold up. Yes, sir. Amen. See that?
I don't feel 80 at all. 75. I don't know because I see the other side. You understand?
Yes, sir.
The church supposed to be different. Mm-hmm. And we have superlative connection that we have not been using. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God said 120. God said a long satisfied life. Come then in the 91st Psalm, he tell you how to make it happen.
Yes, sir.
So I call you to come out from under the bushes. Mm-hmm.